Well, first off, in studio this morning with me, local artist and actor Andy Botrell, along with actor Michael Watterson. And Andy has directed, written, produced, edited, and stars. I guess you mopped up afterwards, too, in Seek Help, which is a 10-episode comedy drama, or dramedy, if you want to call it that way. It's a web series that was shot here in Springfield, and I'll just turn it over to you, because what they've done, these are, because the 10 episodes are short, they're putting them all together as a kind of a feature-length hour and 15-minute presentation that will be seen at the Moxie Cinema. You can see the entire first season binge-style before it, you can see the whole thing and maybe become a fan that way this Sunday evening at the Moxie. Well, talk to me about how the idea for this came about.
Well, there wasn't really a pre-idea. There was birth with no conception, you could say.
right.
I wrote this about 6 years ago in Los Angeles, and I was just in my apartment late at night. I looked out the window, and there was a man in the apartment building across the street wearing an FBI T-shirt. And I thought maybe I had stumbled upon a sting operation. And then I wrote Seek Help, which has nothing to do with anything. But that's how it happened.
Wasn't really an inspiration as much as it was just, oh, gee, that's interesting.
Those,
well, I'm going to write this now.
Unrelated things. That
exactly. All right. Well, you were in L.A. doing what exactly?
Yeah, we're trying and working as an actor and writer and all that stuff.
Now, the show that you've done follows a former child genius named Dr. Richard Pinkett, and Michael is playing. Turn that mic around to you there. Michael is playing Dr. Pinkett. Tell me about this guy and what his particular problem is, or he may have many problems. But
yeah, well, he has many problems. He's a therapist, and not a very good one. He has more problems than he even knows, really. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, Andy's character, Alexandria, is kind of like this. He almost sees as like this safe haven, whether she is or not, in like this chaotic life that he has, kind of.
They're basically, she comes to him as a patient, as a therapy patient, and they kind of gravitate toward each other emotionally.
Yeah, and start providing therapy for each other. They're both going through a loss in their life. Mm-hmm. Richard's character is losing his dog, who he loves more than most people maybe love their dog. yeah. And my character, Alexandra, is losing her wife. And so they both sort of lean on each other in unconventional sort of ways.
Well, the whole thing is a little unconventional in the fact that you're basically doing short sketches instead of like half-hour episodes of this 10-part series. These are what, 5 or 10 minutes long at most?
Right.
And that means, which makes it easy to compile them all together for binge viewing as if it were a single movie. And that's what you're going to be doing, screening the entire first season at the Moxie this Sunday evening at 6:30. And what kind of issue? You shot this here in Springfield.
Yes.
Because you've been back here for how long?
3 or 4 years.
Okay. And what kind of gyrations did you have to go through to do a professional production, get it cast, get it basically scout out the locations and all that sort of thing to get this put together?
Yeah, it was a journey. Like I said, I wrote it 5 or 6 years ago, and I've wanted to make it ever since.
It's just kind of been sitting in the in the drawer since then.
But it's hard to, as anyone who's tried to make anything on film knows, it's really hard. So this last year I did a Kickstarter, which failed. We didn't get the funding, which was sad. And
but you tried. You know, you you gave it a good shot.
But thankfully, several people who pledged a donation still wanted to contribute and see it come to life. And so they honored their donation. So we got some money. And then
well, it's just like any kind of TV or movie production. You've got to get financial backing before you can put anything on film or video.
That's right, especially in a collaborative art form like filmmaking, whereas sometimes with music and art, you know, it's easier to do that in your home and you don't necessarily need other people. But filmmaking, you definitely need a lot of people. So,
well, in addition to yourself and Michael, you also have acting in the series Kate Pennington, Lisa Marie Murphy, Sarah Wiggin, Colin Marshall, Christian Jett, and you had two directors of photography. And what else did you have in terms of a crew working with you?
That's entirely everyone.
so actors not on camera were holding boom mics or something?
Occasionally. We had stands or we propped things up. you know, we made do. The good thing about having a smaller crew is that you can sometimes move more efficiently and everyone is, you know, on the same page as far as we all have to work together to make this happen.
How long of a shooting schedule did you have to put do these 10 episodes?
It was about 2 months, and we shot on weekends.
Now, how long did you, as I said, these are 5 to 10 minute episodes. How much material did you shoot for each one, and how long did that take?
Well, some episodes took longer, and we shot from like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For a day or two on one episode, and then sometimes we had to do 4 episodes in one weekend.
I was like doing 5 episodes of a game show all on the same day, sort of thing. But you call it a dramedy. Now, how are we talking equal measures, pathos and comedy, or?
That's the aim. That's my favorite genre. I love watching things where I it makes me cry, and then it follows that up with a hearty laugh and kind of cleanses the palate. And that's what I've definitely aimed for doing with this.
Well, you do have two people who are suffering devastating personal losses. And actually, Dr. Pinkett, your genius is inexplicably fading for some reason.
That's correct.
I don't know if that has anything to do with the fact that your beloved pet is dying, or if this is a side issue.
I'll let the audience decide that.
There you go. That's the way to do it. So, what do you hope people will feel and get out of these characters after they've seen the entire 10-episode run?
Well, I mean, I think hopefully people feel a little bit less alone, and I think especially now with technology, it's really easy to feel isolated and yet surrounded by people. And so I think in a lot of ways, these two characters are a lot like most of us, where it's not that we don't have anyone in our lives. It's just that maybe we don't always know that one person we can go to when things get really bad. And so they try and find that in each other. And so hopefully other people are able to feel less alone in that and encouraged to try and find and be more open about the sad and challenging things in their lives with somebody.
Now, I wanted to ask Michael, how did you get cast as the male lead?
I saw a casting call on Facebook, actually, and, you know, for Dr. Richard Pinkett, and so I set up a Skype audition with Andy, and so it's actually kind of funny because the day we had scheduled the audition, my computer was messing up, so I had to do it over my phone, and so I'm reading these lines with Andy, and like, it's cutting out, and like she's like trying to act with me, but like I have no idea what she's saying, so I'm just kind of hoping that she was like done with her line by the time I started speaking again. So it was, but I mean, I
well,
guess
that's
it worked.
That's the difficulty of doing everything, anything over a cell phone because of the delay.
Yes, sir.
It's, yeah. It still drives me nuts after all these years.
But his talent came through.
There you go. Now, this is the first season. You're doing 10 video episodes all together on Sunday evening at the Moxie at 6:30 p.m., running the entire first season binge style. If you're calling it the first season, then that indicates to me that you either have plans or have hopes to continue this with more episodes.
Well, the first season definitely ends with room and questions for another season, and I would like to do another season. It's just logistically, and if there's interest and all
right.
that.
and this will give you a somewhat wider audience anyway.
Sure.
Tickets are $8 and $9. You can
They're $5 actually.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. Well, the website just got it had a glitch, but it's updated.
Oh,
now.
They have updated. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I saw both the regular price and then a $5 discounted price, but I wasn't sure
right
which
now.
One was mm-hmm. which one was correct. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, you can visit moxiecinema.com/films/seek-help or call their box office at 429-0800. And in fact, you can watch the entire series at the website seekhelpthewebseries.com. Mm-hmm. But do you see much of that $5 on the ticket prices? Will this help in any way as far as funding a new season of series?
Not entirely. We get a little bit of a cut. I don't remember
right.
what the percentage is, but we would have to do another fundraiser for sure. To
or try another crowdfunding campaign and see if it works. Well, all right. I certainly wish you luck with that. And it's at the Moxie Cinema Sunday evening at 6:30, $5 all seats. Call 429-0800. Or visit moxiecinema.com and to find out about the series itself and to see episodes, you can go to seekhelpthewebseries.com. Andy Botrell basically did virtually everything except act all the roles in this thing.
And operate the camera.
She had to have somebody else do that. But the person behind the web series Seek Help, Andy and her co-star Michael Watterson. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having
us.
All right.